I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria's military knows where the abducted schoolgirls are, but they can't use the military to rescue them safely. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the extremist group Boko Haram is behind this in a five-year reign of terror. Sanctions probably won't have much impact. Will you lend your strength to the embattled church? Finances help, but prayer is everything. Believers there say,
our calling didn't change because there was risk and danger. Our calling is still to serve the Lord. Our calling is still to reach out to the people around us, to share the love of Christ with them.
Want to take action? We'll direct your first steps at our website. Next, imprisoned in 2010 and sentenced to death for blasphemy, Pakistani Christian Asha Bibi has had her appeal postponed for the fifth time. No new date has been set for her appeal. Blasphemy is a serious crime in Pakistan, and anyone accused receives harsh treatment from the courts and extremists. Pray Bibi would receive justice and her death sentence would be revoked. And sometimes hearers of the good news don't act simply because they're scared. Send International began ministering to the Muslim population of Albania during the turmoil of the early 90s. Keith, a worker of Send, says,
the Christian community really jumped in and served God and showed love in a physical way, but at the same time shared the gospel and shared their lives, and they see the sincerity in it.
Pray for boldness and clarity for those hearing the gospel in Albania. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.